Well, all the training, I would say, over my years as a pilot, the training from when I started in the 70s to the 80s and 90s, it seemed to be more professional on the ships. It was, ships from that country, yeah, they're a little slack, they're a little sloppy, whatever. But that's long gone. Everybody's at a standard now. A lot of money. Insurance companies want everybody to be well trained, well slept, fed, cared for, warm and dry, yeah. So,
Drug tested
yeah,
and
oh yes, we've had drug testing in my organization for, I don't know, 20-something years, whatever, yeah. So the crews are better trained and more professional, and there are now international standards, which they probably had in the 70s, but they're, I think, more stringent now. And this equipment, this technology, especially after the Cold War, those electronics companies didn't have as much stuff to sell, so they decided to go into more things for navigation, GPS and DGPS, which is Digital Global Positioning System, which is far more accurate than the basic GPS you can put in your car. So I knew where the ship was exactly at all times, which I was supposed to know anyway with my eyeball, but now I know exactly where it is. So the DGPS was a big thing, and radar is much, much better than it was years ago, and VHF radio communication, so you can talk to that other person on that other ship, and the Coast Guard, who was monitoring things from different, one harbor is different than the other. Some harbors, like New York, has a Coast Guard vessel traffic service, and San Francisco does, but I don't know about all other harbors, but most of the big ones do. So this communications is, very much better. So it made my job easier. Better training for the crews, and more electronic stuff for me to use, and they of course use it when I'm not there. But now they know how fast exactly they're going compared to what they had in the 19th century with throwing a log over the side, and that's where the term knots came from. Yeah. Okay. So it's come a long way.
Where do you see it going?
Well, now we have post-Panamax ships, and they're making the Panama Canal. They're enlarging the size of the locks, and but they got ahead of them that with the post-Panamax ships, which are now about 135 feet wide and 11 and 1200 feet long. So they could have a company could have ships that just stay in the Atlantic and another fleet in the Pacific, and they don't care about the canal. And you can put more and more of those boxes, thousands of those boxes, which go up and down the highway with the 18-wheelers. And so that's where it's going. 1,100, 1,200-foot ships, 135 or more feet wide, more and more boxes, with about the same number of crew. And not much more fuel has to be expended to push it around. 90% of everything in our lives, in this room, in your life, my life, came on a ship.
Have you read that book?
I have it. I haven't read it yet.
I haven't read it yet,
Okay,
but I've read a lot
but
about
it's
it.
quite true. Yeah, I'm sure it's true, of course. So it's on my list of books to read. I have it anyway, but it's I can believe it, 90%. Certainly cars, and I was on the ships with this stuff. You never know what's in those boxes anyway, but 90% of everything. Yeah.